Howdy do, howdy do. Certainly is a great thrill for you to see me. How are you? I really hope I enjoy the show. I am a very big star, but nobody seems to know about it. I don't know if you heard about it. Not too many people seem to know what I do for a living. But I happen to be a great performer, too. I'm not ashamed to tell you because I know my act by heart. And I can't get over it, I'll be honest with you. I tell you myself what a great performer I am because from the way I perform, you really can't tell. I don't perform that great for such a great performer. Well, that's my opening. Don't get scared, this is not my act yet. My act is not so hot. This is the best part. Watch me carefully, I got a certain system. I have a system, I start slow. But little by little, I die out completely. This is a trick that took me years to develop. You know, there was a time that I used to stink right away. Now it takes a whole night. I don't know if you heard about it. I was in show business years ago, but I quit. This is a comeback. Just to give you an idea how well I was doing at that time when I quit. Do you know that I was the only person who knew that I quit? That's how good I was doing. But tonight I knew I'd be a hit as soon as I walked out. You'll ask me how I could tell, I'll be glad to tell you. As long as I'm not busy. See, I could always tell how good I'm going to do by watching the act before me. It's always good for me to follow a great act like this fella just now. Because I'm not such a sensation myself that I could afford to follow another stiff. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I did a show last week in another place where the act before me was so terrible that throughout my performance, they kept booing him. Couldn't forget how lousy he was. Some people even walked out on him while I was still performing. Already I'm not bad. I'm very impressed. When I listen to myself, I can't get over what a good comedian I am. You know, comedians like me don't grow on trees. They swing from them. Well, you know something I was just thinking? It was like I was just saying to myself only last night. I always talk to myself because I like to deal with a better class of people. I used to talk to other people, I'll tell you the truth, but I found out half of the time they're not even listening. Before you know it, you're talking to yourself anyway. So why should I knock myself out? I cut out the middleman and I talk straight to myself. When I talk, I listen, I wait to hear what I got to say, I don't interrupt. Because I know I'm dealing with an intelligent person, you know what I mean? Other people talk, I don't even bother with it. With myself, I listen very carefully, I don't start no arguments. No matter what I say, I get along, I'll be honest with you. Not only that, I'll tell you the truth, I know myself so well that if I don't like the subject, I don't even bring it up. Why should I give myself trouble? I got something stupid to say, I tell it to somebody else, let them listen. The intelligent things I keep for myself. I'm one of the few people I get along with. I'll tell you the truth, when I go, I think I'll have nobody to talk to altogether. Now that I finished that situation, it's an amazing thing how I came here all the way from the east side of New York just to be here now, and as successful as I am now. You know, I come from rough circumstances. I come from a family of 14 children. 14 children, that's the truth. It all happened because my mother was hard of hearing. I'll explain it to you. You see, every night when it was time to retire, my father would say to my mother, "Would you like to go to sleep or what?" And my mother would say, "What?" And that's how it happened. It reached the point my father was afraid to say, "What's new?" But you see, my mother's a brilliant woman. She's a genius. After 14 children, she decided to stop. Because she found out that every 15th child born in America is an Indian. She figured the Indians don't have Jewish children, why should she have Indian children? She's no dope. A brilliant woman. Well, I better leave out the sexy part of my act because I like to keep a show clean. Not that it would matter if I took a few chances. I noticed there's no children in the audience. Thank God. Not that I don't like children, but I'll tell you the truth, I'm not even concerned what I say in front of children. It's a sickness. A lot of adults are very concerned about what they say in front of a child, as if a child will learn something from them. Preposterous. A child only learns something from other children. Did you know that? They learn the facts of life by themselves, not from adults. They learn it through games that they themselves don't even understand. Did you ever notice how every kid in the world plays doctor? Now you think they don't know what they're doing. Why don't they play accountant? I never saw a kid play accountant. Even the kids that want to be lawyers play doctor. Which goes to show you there's no sense in the whole world. Because now that I'm old enough to appreciate it, I can't get a game started. Which is ridiculous. Not that I'm trying to get a game started either. I'm not that type of a person. You know what I'm talking about? I want to show you an example. I talk freely about this whole subject. You see, what we consider clean or dirty only comes from our own, unfortunately, corrupted minds. Because to me, it's a terrible problem that sex is considered a dirty subject. We have a double standard about the whole idea. A father or a mother becomes a father or a mother. Beautiful. We celebrate the arrival of a child, right? But how the child arrived is something that we cloak in secrecy. We're ashamed of it. They thought it was pretty clever when they did it. So I'd be ashamed when the child arrives. Why is it that very few parents could even have the nerve to tell a child how they came into this world? Beautiful idea. Know what I mean? I myself didn't know how I came into this world till I was 20. My parents were ashamed to tell me. They figured they didn't tell me, I'd never find out. Now that I know, I haven't got an opportunity to do anything with the information. They were so ashamed to tell me that when I found out by myself, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. I said to myself, my mother, never. Somebody else's mother, I could see it. But my mother's a quiet woman. All her life she's been cooking and cleaning. I said to myself, when did she have time? Then I took a look at my father. I said to myself, him, maybe. But with my mother, he's got a lot of nerve. Do you notice how I keep a show clean? I'm not like on television. Every time you watch something on television, every commercial particularly, there's a sexual connotation to make it palatable. Not only that, to make it appealing. And the sexual connotation comes to you from an underhanded way you shouldn't even know what's going on there. I saw a cigarette commercial last week where a beautiful girl had the nerve to say this. I've tried everything. But I prefer a Camel. I'll tell you the truth, I'd like to meet that girl one day myself. Did you ever see this commercial on television? This one has been going on for years. They show a picture of a beautiful girl holding a little child in her arms, and a voice pops out and says, does she or doesn't she? Now, what do you think? I'll ask you. Did you ever see this Arid commercial? This is clean. It's more ridiculous, but at least it's clean. The Arid always advertises, we stop perspiration around the clock. I tried it. I still perspire like anything. But around my clock. There's another deodorant on the market now. I don't know if you heard of this one. It's called Invisible. This is brilliant. Invisible deodorant. You see, you take this deodorant and you disappear completely. But the smell stays the same. But nobody knows where it's coming from. This is the trick. They have one gimmick in deodorants now. This will wipe out all the other ones. It's called scent. They got a great imagination. You see, you take this deodorant and it sends the smell in another direction altogether. So you smell beautifully, but the guy next to you, he stings, but that's not your problem. What are you doing? Well, enough of that. I just want to say before I go that I'm still not leaving. I'll tell you the truth, this whole subject disturbs me because I'm basically a self-conscious person. Do you notice that many comedians or performers in general are basically very self-conscious? You ever meet these people? They look great on a stage. You walk over to them after the show, can't talk. It's the truth, they're very uncomfortable people. I myself was once so self-conscious to such an extent that I couldn't talk to people at all. It's hard to believe. Do you know that I was once so self-conscious that if I even went to a football game and I saw the players get into a huddle, I used to think that they were talking about me. It's That's a true story. As a matter of fact, I went to a psychiatrist and I said to him, what is it? He said, it's $25 a visit. I said, so $25, I don't visit. I move in. Then he took out an ink blot and he said to me, what do you see from this ink blot? I said, I see that you need a new fountain pen. I figured for $25, I'll drive him crazy. Then he said to me, tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. I said, I want $24 change. Then he said, I see your trouble. You hate your sister. I said, I haven't got a sister. He said, I can't help you if you won't cooperate. He said, I'll ask you another question. Why do you hate your father so much? I said, it so happens that I have the highest respect for my father. He said, then why do you hate your mother? I said, I love my mother. He said, then tell me when you first started to hate your brother. I said, I like him too. He said, then maybe you got a cousin you hate. I said, no, I love everybody. He said, you see, that's your trouble. Too much love. You got to hate somebody. I said, right now, I'm not so crazy about you. He said, from all your cousins, you can't pick out one lousy cousin that you hate. Am I asking much? He said, usually I ask 3-4 cousins. I'm asking you one lousy cousin. He said, you can't help out. I said, I can't help you. I happen to have wonderful cousins. I said, maybe you got a cousin that you hate. He said, as a matter of fact, I do. I said, then that's your problem. He said, yeah, what can I do about that? I said, lay down on the couch. Maybe I can help you out. He said, what is it? I said, it's $25 a visit. Then he wanted to find out if I was normal with reference to the opposite sex. So he said to me a very subtle question. He said to me, when you meet a girl, what's the first thing that you look for? I said, a room. He said, that's not normal. I'm talking about love. I want to know if you had a true love relationship with any one girl. I said, positively I did. He said, do you remember her name? I said, no. He said, do you remember her address, maybe? I said, I don't remember that either. He said, you're not helping me. I said, you never got me any girls either. Would you believe it if I tell you that from these preposterous sounding questions, he found out everything that disturbed me from the day I was born? For instance, he discovered that I always felt rejected as a child by my mother because I was a very ugly baby. Hard to believe. That's the truth. I was the diaper. But you see, my mother had a terrible problem. She did not know to express. Most women in realization have to express love. Do you know that? You don't, huh? This is one of the great problems. A professor from Columbia University found this out himself. He traveled the country recently to find out what percentage of the women in America really know how to express love. And he found out personally, by his own travels, he found out an amazing thing, that 3 out of 4 women had no idea how to express love. But that 4th woman... To this day, they haven't found that professor. They're not looking for him. They're looking for that 4th woman. If I could find that 4th woman, though, I need a professor. You know what I'm talking about? Now, what do you think happened because my mother hated me and my father hated me and people in general couldn't stand me? I began to think that I wasn't popular. So my psychiatrist told me that instead I had to find something else to fall in love with. And he told me that unconsciously, I was unaware of the fact that I fell in love with my galoshes. Now, that sounds ridiculous. I love my galoshes. I thought the same thing. Even if a psychiatrist told it to me. But I believe a stupid thing like that. I love my galoshes. That's stupid. Okay. Still, I don't love them. I'll admit I hug them once in a while. But I wouldn't kiss them. Because that's not normal. How can I love my galoshes? I love my umbrella. My galoshes are nothing in comparison to my umbrella. If you saw my umbrella, you wouldn't bother with your galoshes either. Do you want me to be honest with you? I never even wanted to take out my galoshes. I was just ashamed. How does it look? I always take my umbrella and I don't bother with my galoshes. So once in a while, I took out my galoshes. I never liked them. Because the galoshes looks like nothing. An umbrella, you come into a place, it looks like something. How do you do? Well, for my next number, I really have to talk fast because my girlfriend is waiting for me outside. Truth of the matter is, I'm a little too sexy for most girls. They take a close look at me, they can't control themselves. It's not only the way I look, as handsome as I am. It's also the way I talk. You hear how I'm talking now? Tell the truth, could you control yourself? You hear this? Not too many people talk like this. This is continental. I don't know if you know which continent it comes from. I don't know either, because I never heard anybody else talk like this. Jacket. If I took off my jacket, you would all say the same thing. Put on your jacket. You know, I never even realized how much girls are in love with me.
I myself, as sexy as I am.
Huh?
As sexy as I am. I myself never realized how much girls are in love with me. The average guy doesn't know. I found out a way how I could tell. Now I know when a girl is in love with me. I'll explain it to you how it's possible to notice it. You see, the average guy doesn't notice, but the truth is that our society is so constructed that a man should be able to tell right away, because if a woman loves a man, do you know that she's ashamed to show it? She can't. A man has to be the aggressor towards a woman at all times. As a matter of fact, the more a woman loves a man, the less she's likely to show it, because she's afraid she'll lose him. That's how I know that girls love me. Because they ignore me completely. I know one girl that's so desperately in love with me that she will go out with anybody except me. She doesn't want to get hurt. You understand this? I know one girl even married somebody else just to get me jealous. She had already 6 children with this guy. It still doesn't help. I don't bother with her. Ladies and gentlemen, that's about it. I hope you appreciate the fact I took a day off from my regular business just to help you out. I hope you realize this is not my regular business sideline with me. I happen to be an astronaut on my day off. You didn't know I was an astronaut. You know why? Because I never make an issue out of it. I'm not like Shepard, looks for publicity. Wherever you go, you see pictures. You know why? I never win. I was about to go, but I didn't need it. First of all, I turned them down for a very good reason. They told me that I have to start out 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm willing to endanger my life for my country, but that don't mean I have to kill a homeless. I don't come home till 5. How am I going to get up at 6? When am I going to sleep? I told them 11:30. I'll help you out. Eat it. Besides, where am I going at 6? What's the hurry? I'm the only one there. Is anybody going to notice if I come 9 o'clock? I'm the first one. I'll come when I want. You know what I'm talking about? You don't look it, I'll be honest with you. What is the hurry? Ridiculous. The greatest people that ever lived in this country were all people who slept good. Do you know that? To this day, wherever you go, you see a sign. George Washington slept here, George Washington slept. Why do you think he slept in so many places? Because they kept waking him up 6 o'clock in the morning. Paul Revere got up 6 o'clock in the morning to holler the British are coming. But as soon as he woke everybody up, he went back to sleep. He knew it's important. Besides, why should I sacrifice myself that much? This country don't treat me that good. You know what they pay an astronaut in this country today? I'm ashamed to tell you. It's $1.25 an hour. The whole flight takes 15 minutes. You get up 6 o'clock in the morning. And where's the tips? Tips is a fortune. The guy that opens the door to the rocket, he's got to get something. What if he's an admiral? I can't give him a dime. And how am I going to get to Cape Canaveral? I live in New York. How am I going to get there? I can't take a plane. I would like to, but I'm afraid to fly. So I'll have to take a taxi, even if I make all the lights. You know what it's going to cost me? There's a fortune in this. I can't take a bus. How would it look an astronaut going by bus to a rocket? The whole thing don't make sense. And the main thing is that this job is not steady. Shepard did a great job. Second time, they got somebody else. Now, if I go to an unemployment office, I'm looking for a job. They'll say, what do you do for a living? I'll say, I'm an astronaut. They'll say, how come you're not working? I'll say, it's not my season. They'll say, how long did you work? I'll say, 15 minutes. Does this sound like a recommendation for a job? You notice they only ask married men. They never ask a single guy to be an astronaut. They ain't got the nerve to ask him. They know a single guy wouldn't go. He's got something to live for. Married men will go any place. He knows it can't get worse. My mother was against it. When my mother found out that they wanted me as an astronaut, she said, why'd they pick you? Well, you got such a great sense of direction. This job is not for you. She said, this job was any good, would Kennedy offer it to you in the play place? He'd give it to his brother. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's still not it.
It's a pleasure to be here just to get out of my old neighborhood. I'm a field of scotch. Broad jumping. But real jumps are very tough neighborhood. In my neighborhood, you had to be a fighter just to get along. That's the truth. So walk in the streets, you had to have 5 fights by the time you reach the next corner. It's a lucky thing I could handle myself. As the other guy I could never handle. A guy got fresh with me only last night. I gave him 1 shot, paralyzed. My whole sight. The ring, it was fantastic. I used to fight in the ring. It was fantastic. I threw a left, a right, another left, another right. Then my opponent came into the ring. Well, this was a different type of fighter. Right away, he started to feel me. When I saw that, I outsmarted him. I started to feel him. Then I started to enjoy it. I said to myself, what are we fighting about? This is better than fight. I worked out a strategy. See, a great fighter is not necessarily strong. Strategy is the most important thing. Like the first round, I decided to lay low. Then he gave me a shot. The one thing about me, I kept my head. I lost my teeth.
But my head, I can't. I worked out a strategy. The first round, I decided to dazzle him with my footwork. Meanwhile, he was blinding me with his punching. I figured this isn't working either. So I decided to circle him. Then he circled me. Then I circled him. Then he got mad because I was making bigger circles than him. I'm not much of a fighter, but I travel in the biggest circles. All of a sudden, this was my best cycle. Then I threw a right hand and I punched myself right in the mouth. I said to myself, what's this? Two against one. Now I really got mad and I found an opening. It was in my head. Then I decided to move in on this guy. I came back with a vengeance, but he came back with punches. So I got mad and I started to throw my famous 1-5. 1-5! 1-5! 2, 3, and 4, I got. You can't get them all. Now I came out like a caveman. He gave me one shot, I caved it. Now one thing about me, I might go down in a fight, but I got news for you. Once I go down, I stay there. I don't get up. I figured I'm here, what's my hurry? Where am I going? I'm not busy, I'll stay here a while. But if I get up, it'll only hit me again, I'm down again. But I have to make 3 trips to the same place. Long as I'm laying here, I'll hang around. I noticed another thing. While I was laying there, he wasn't hitting me. I figured I should have come in laying down. Pushing him now, where were you when I needed? I need him to count. It's ridiculous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, glad to see I'm such a hit. You know, I came here all the way from New York just to be here tonight. That's the truth. You can imagine what a sensation I am there. If I had to come here to make... So I never even knew that I would be a comedian. It's hard to believe, but this never appealed to me as a way of life, and I never thought it would be necessary altogether because my father himself was once a big businessman. Unfortunately, he was ruined in the crash. Some big stockbroker jumped out of a window and fell on his pushcart. And he was almost wiped out. That's when my father came to me with a vicious suggestion. He said, go to work. How can I work? I got no time. I found out one thing about work. It takes a whole day. I'm not going to give up a whole day just to go to work. I've got things to do. What do you think? I'm not busy. Like right now, I'm looking for a job. I'm not going to give that up just to go to work. At least this I know I got. Why should I give up something definite? For something I don't know? You don't know what I'm talking about. Well... Not only that, I'll tell you the truth, I would like to work. Unfortunately, I'm not ashamed to tell you, all my life I've had trouble with my back. I can't get it off the bed. I hope you realize and appreciate the significance of the fact that I keep a show clean. I don't know if you notice it. I don't tell dirty jokes. I don't know if you heard about it, but that's the truth. I never tell dirty jokes under any circumstances. Because as a matter of fact, when my family... Don't ask me. They must have been on their way from Israel. I don't know. I happen to talk like this purposely. I'm the only Italian that talks like this. Most of the other Italians don't know how to talk. I have to teach them how to talk English. This is the right way to... You didn't hear about it. You know that I happen to come from a family that's the original settlers in this country? My family settled in West Virginia 300 years ago. And to this day, they all talk like this. You don't know that this is the right way to talk. You talk with an accent. This is the right way. You know that this whole country, this whole concept of democracy that we live under today actually started with my family. They are responsible for making this country what it is. I have a great-grandfather who happens to be the original signer of the Declaration of Independence. And it wasn't easy for him to sign it because he was living in Poland at the time. But he took one look, he liked it, signed right away. I'll tell you another thing that my family accomplished. Did you ever hear of General Custard with his last stand? Do you know that my uncle had a stand right next to Custard? But he didn't bother with Custard. He knew that from Custard you cannot make a living today. I don't like to show off too much about my family. I just want to ask you one question. Did you ever hear of... Who do you think was the caterer? That was also my family. The wrong people always get credit for the inventions in this country. I want to show you an example. Everybody talks about Benjamin Franklin with the invention of electricity. Never would have thought of it if not for my uncle. Did you know about that? My uncle gave him the whole idea. He came to my uncle pleading for money. My uncle took one look at him. He said, go fly a kite. Actually, for some people, I'm ahead of my time. I have the same trouble that Marconi had. Now, you'll ask me, how do I compare myself to Marconi? Great men have the same thing in common. Huh? during their own lifetime. Nobody knows what they're talking about. Hundreds of years later, they first discovered that Marconi was a great man during his own lifetime when he invented the radio tube. Nobody believed in it. Did you know that? His own wife didn't even believe it. She said to him, so what, a radio tube? Who needs it? She said, if you're such a genius, why can't you fix the television, sir? She couldn't figure it out. Actually, I'm not disturbed whether people like me or not, because the truly successful man is the man who's happy within himself. Did you know that? Why am I this blessed with this quality? I'll explain it to you. Because I am a happy man, I have found the secret of happiness. Very few people know how to be happy. That's why so many books are being written on the subject today. Every time you pick up a book today, it tells you how to be happy. You notice it? I saw a book last week entitled, How to Be Happy Without Money. This book cost $15. Goes to show you, if you got no money, you can't even find out how to be happy without it. If you could find happiness from books, people wouldn't chase girls. Why do people chase girls? For the same reason that other people climb mountains. Did you ever see some people actually climb mountains to find happiness? Psychologists figured this out. They say that people climb mountains for the same reason that other people chase girls. Not necessarily they want the girl, they want to conquer something. It's a sickness. That's why people climb mountains. They need the mountain. Maybe they do. I don't know how sick you can get. But it's not really the mountain, it's the need for conquest. That's what psychologists figure out. When they conquer that mountain, they feel happy. Now, if you conquer a girl, I could see it. Might give you something to do. But what are you going to do with a conquered mountain? I mean, once you put the flag in, there's no place to go. You can't take a mountain any place. And even if you could, who wants it in the house? I want to say in all sincerity, it was a pleasure, but that's it. All good things come to an end. But since this isn't such a good thing, I'll spend a few more minutes. I'll see if it gets better. Otherwise, I'll get out of here because I'll tell you very sincerely, I don't need this. Thank God. This is not going to help me pay my income tax either. I don't want to pay my income tax anyway. I'll tell you the truth, I'd resent this country even asking me for money. They got a lot of nerve asking me for money. I don't use nothing up in this country. I don't go anyplace. I don't buy nothing. And what I buy, I pay for. So why should I give them money for nothing? For years, I was starving. I couldn't make a living. You think they sent me money for nothing? Never. They never sent me. They didn't even send me a card. They asked me, maybe I need a couple of dollars. Do they know if I needed money or not? They didn't even care. All of a sudden, they found out I'm making money. They became my partner. I wouldn't mind if they asked me once. Once I could understand. This is going on for years already. I told them I gave her. Here's somebody else. I can't support you all my life, I told them. Sooner or later, you have to learn to stand on your own 2 feet. I'm not going to be here forever. What are you going to do when I'm gone? Close up the country? I wouldn't mind if it was a poor country asking me for money. This is the richest country in the history of the world. How does it look they come to me, Phil? Ridiculous. You know what the budget was from this country last year? $187 billion. You know what I gave them? $12. Without my $12, they couldn't get... If a poor country asked me for money, I'd be glad to help them. Afghanistan. They want money, I'll be the f***ing admit that comes to my money. What do you think? It's hard for me to believe that he can't make a living without me. It's a young guy, I trust him. Go to work. He don't want to work. Let him send his brother. 1 out of 2 is not bad. I don't know if you realize what a great man Kennedy is. Anybody who can go to Paris, France, be there alone for 2 months, and come back to his wife and claim to her that he got trouble with his back from chopping trees. This must really be a genius. Ridiculous, this whole country. I could never figure it out. First of all, who could afford to support him in the style that he wants to live? You see the car he bought last year for my money? A $12,000 car. How does he know I want to buy him such a fancy car? A special car, made to order with an open top. I eat now with Johnson. I pay my own money. I have to send him to the Waldorf Astoria. And he brought 300 people with him. The other 300 people, I don't even know. I'm buying them lunch. Let him show me the guest list. How does he know I want to invite those people? I got a bill for that lunch, $15,000. My bar mitzvah didn't cost that much. There's certain things that he needs. I would be glad to buy him. I would be glad to pay for a haircut. If he wants a haircut, I would be the first one to pay for it. He needs it. My president walks around with hair in his eyes. I can't stand that. I'd like him to see what he's doing. You know who we invited for my money to the White House a couple of weeks ago? Nasser from Egypt. I paid for his vacation in my White House. Would he invite me to his house? You stop to think how you spend your money for income tax. They take it and spend it on things that you don't even need. You know about that? $500 million, of which $12 was mine last year, went to build roads. I haven't got a car. I told them, buy me a car, I'll build you a road. And the road that they're building is not even in my neighborhood. I can't even use that road. I couldn't get to that road even if I had a car, because from my house to that road, there's no road. Another $500 million of my money went last year for a school lunch program. School lunch program I paid for. I ate already. And even if I didn't eat them, am I going to go to a school to eat lunch? How is it going to look? A couple of weeks ago, I said to myself, I ought to get a little return on my investment. I went into one of the schools. I sat down. I said, all right, I'll eat lunch. As long as I'm paying for it anyway. They threw me out. They said I was too old. At what age are you too old to eat lunch? I said, can I have a breakfast at least? I'm paying anyway. Can I get something? Do you know that $2 billion of my money went last year for police protection? They take money to protect the police. I told them, let them protect themselves. They got guns. Besides, I got a brother that's a crook. He depends on me for a living. Why should I wipe out my brother to help them? What bothers me more than ever, this is the stupidest thing in the world. Could you fight fires with money? Water, I told them. I told them, I'll send you 50 gallons of water. Stop bothering me for money. They don't listen to me. They took my money. They put it in the bank. The bank went down. You know that right now the threat of overpopulation, it threatens to overwhelm all those people who are already here. There's not enough food being produced to feed the people who are coming into this world. Overpopulation, according to the Malthusian theory, is one of the great threats of the world today. Did you know that? Do you know that as I'm talking to you right now, in China, there's more children born every minute than in India? And in India, there's more children born every minute than in Turkey, which proves only one thing, that more people talk Turkey in India. And in Turkey. You see, sociologists have been studying this problem very carefully. And sociologists have found out an amazing thing, that in most cases, children are hereditary. In other words, if your parents never had children, the chances are that you won't have any children either. You need great thinkers to figure that out. You think this is easy? You got that? They found out another thing that I can't get over. A sociologist from Columbia University, a whole team, as a matter of fact, went from Columbia University, they went to India to find out what's causing all these children. Because they couldn't figure it out. After all, why should they have more children than us? Huh? After all, we got whatever they got. We don't. So this team went to India to find out what's causing it. Now this team got lost. So they sent another team to look for that team. They lost already 7,000 teams in India. And you know what they found out? That these teams are causing all the children. Although they found that there's one town right here in West Virginia where children are being born even more than in India. It was in the papers only last week. I don't know if you heard about it. Right now in West Virginia, it's because of the railroad. Now, you'll ask me a good question. How does a railroad cause children? I'm glad you asked. You see, the railroad passes every morning in this town at 6:30 and wakes everybody up. At that hour, it's too early to go to work, and it's too late to go back to sleep. Before you know it, it's all over the place. Well, what else are you going to do 6:30? There's nothing on television. Well, I don't want to get involved in this whole subject. This is really none of my business. I told you before, I don't tell off-color jokes. Slightly, but not a lot. Because it's not nice. After all, anybody could tell off-color jokes and be a hit. The trick is to be clean and be funny. This is the trick. This trick I don't know. I got other tricks. I can't know every trick. I started out by telling you, but it's true, that according to my religion, it's a sin to tell a dirty joke. That's why a real dirty joke you'll never hear from me. It's a sin to tell a dirty joke according to my religion. As a matter of fact, it's the same sin as the sin of eating bread on Passover. Did you know that? I made it up. I made that up, but I'll tell you something which is true. Did you know that according to my religion, and no matter what your denomination is, I wish you would listen to this very carefully, because you could learn great moral concepts of life from every religion in the world. In that respect, they're all the same in terms of morality. If you realize this and appreciate the significance of this, this will teach you a great lesson in life. Do you know that according to my religion, the sin of eating bread on Passover is comparable to the sin of adultery? Adultery and bread on Passover are comparable to each other. Remember that. Although I told this to a friend of mine, and he told me that he tried them both. And he can't see the comparison.
Thanks a lot. And now...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to leave you with the words of a great man, Frank Sinatra. This guy runs around with girls all hours of the night, became a celebrity. Let's be honest about it. Is this a way to live? Do you think that he's happy? Huh? Looks like you do. You might think that he's happy. I got news for you. I found out that he also thinks that he's happy. But you know something? I know this man. I found out that deep in his heart, he's very happy. But psychologists say that he isn't. Did you know that? Psychologists say that he's suffering terribly, but he doesn't know it. They know it, but he doesn't. Meanwhile, he runs around from one girl to the other, suffering like anything. They can't even get them to tell him about it. Is he going to stop suffering to listen to them? They say he's suffering because basically he doesn't know what he wants. That's the main reason. He doesn't know. I know. I don't know where to get it. Well, I know what he wants. Whatever it is that he wants is a pathetic thing. Because there really is no reason. A healthy person doesn't have to chase thousands of girls, do you know that? Because after all, what's the difference between one girl and another? Huh? You don't know either. Girls are all the same. That's the truth. It's only in the mind of a man who has to prove his masculinity by the conquest of women. Because after all, what does a man want from a woman in the first place? Huh? Or even in the second place, what is he doing? He wants what he couldn't get in the first place. That's why he went to the second place. Otherwise, he would stay in one place. Looks like you lost my place. A normal man only wants one thing from a woman. Companionship. I'm talking about a very old man. You didn't know that this was a sickness, did you? You know that doctors have discovered that it is a sickness. They have a new attitude about sex. They have discovered that sex is bad for one. For two, great. Looks like you all agree with me. Well, the truth of the matter is that whether it's good or bad is not really the question. The question is really a moral question. Let's be honest about it. You could have a good time, there's no doubt about it, if you let yourself foot loose and fancy free and run around with every girl you meet. And the kind of people that have these good times, nevertheless, are only enjoying themselves for the moment. They're not thinking in terms of their future or in terms of the better life, the essential better life. They want to have a good time for the minute. But even this is a fraud, that by the time he's 35 or 40, or 45, not more than 50, 55, the most 60. Would you say 65? By that time, he's tired. That's from running around. That's why I don't run around. And do you know something? I don't run around, and I might sacrifice momentary pleasures. But it's hard for you to believe that in the long run, I'm Frank Sinatra. I never knew it either. But a psychologist explained it to me. He proved it to me this way, and it makes a lot of sense. He said to me, Frank Sinatra, with all his girls, how long do you think he could go on this way? I said to him, I'll ask you a better question. How long do you think that I could go on this way? Do you know that I'd rather go 2 weeks that way than 100 years this way? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's still not it. I don't like to make jokes about money. Unfortunately, people get the wrong impression. As far as money is concerned, let's be honest about it. To assume that it's insignificant is preposterous. But to make it the most important thing in life is even more ridiculous. Money is important, but it's not as important as love. The most important thing in life is not money, it's love. Personally, I'm very fortunate because I love money. Do you know what I found out? I found out that there's only one thing you could get without money. Sick. You want to get better, it costs a fortune. Because doctors want nothing but money. But I say don't allow it to pervert your standard of values. Remember this, live a life of brotherhood, honor, and fraternity. And you'll see that in the long run, you'll be wiped out completely. Above everything, ladies and gentlemen, take my advice, do unto others, and do it fast. Otherwise, they'll do it to you. No, I hope you realize that that's a joke. You can make a joke out of anything. Above everything, I've always believed this. Love your fellow man. I tried it last night. The guy called me names. I want to say, in all sincerity, this is very important to remember. I don't know if you got time to memorize it. But if you got time, I wish you would remember this. Find out who you are. Most people never find out who they are. There was a time that even I didn't know who I was. It's hard to believe. Luckily, my psychiatrist told me who I am. Not for him, to this day, I wouldn't know who I am. That happens to sound like a joke, but it's the truth. As soon as I came into his office, the first thing he said to me is, we're going to have to find out who the real you is. Otherwise, you'll never be happy. I couldn't figure it out at the time. I said to myself, I need him to find out who I am. If I don't know who I am, he never met me. He said, we both don't know. That's why we have to look for the real you. I said to myself, if I don't know who I am, how will I know who to look for? And even if I find me, how will I know if it's me? Besides, if I want to look for me, what do I need him? I could look myself. Or I could take my friends. We know where I was. We'll know where to look. What do I need him? I don't make enough for myself. I need a partner. 10 years ago, I've been glad to look for anybody, but now I'm doing good. Why should I look for him? Let him look for me. He said, the search for the real you will have to continue. That'll be $25, please. I said to myself, this is not the real me. Why should I give him the $25? I'll look for the real me. Let him give him the $25. What if I find the real me and he doesn't think it's worth $25? Then I'm stuck my money with the real him. I said to myself, for all I know, the real me might be going to a different psychiatrist altogether. Might even be a psychiatrist himself. I said, wouldn't it be funny if you're the real me and you owe me $25? I said, I'll tell you what, I'll charge you $10. We'll call it even. Well, I just want to leave you with the words of a great man, Dr. Kinsey. Dr. Kinsey, you once said to the sex maniac, you said, you're okay in my book. Do you know that the average married man in this country today can't be trusted, according to Dr. Kinsey? You didn't know that. Two out of four men in this country right now, according to Dr. Kinsey. Did you know that? I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out another thing. I said to myself, if he's such a genius, why do you have to say 2 out of 4? Could have said 1 out of 2, same thing. Goes to show you, he knew a lot about sex, but arithmetic, this he didn't know too much about. He also said that women in this country can't be trusted either. I'm ashamed to tell you that among women in this country right now, 1 out of 3, according to Dr. Kinsey. Same thing like the men. 1 out of 3, ever since I read that, whenever I see 3 girls together, I always wonder, which is the one? Just my luck, all my life, I'm meeting the wrong 2. Now I know why every place you go, you see 2 girls together. You know why? Because the 3rd one is in a room somewhere. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's close. But it's not it yet. May I just take this opportunity from the bottom of my heart? I would really like to wish myself the best of luck. Let's hope that God should bless me and keep me, because from this business, I'll never make a living. I sincerely hope that I should have whatever I want, and whatever you want, I should also have. In case you want things that I never heard of, why should I be left out? I want to leave you with the words of a great man, Montezuma. Montezuma, who once said, tell those Marines to stop singing in the hallways. Thank you and goodbye.